This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
Good morning, Macoupin County. Welcome to Mark My Words. I am Mark Duggar with the Macoupin County Farm Bureau. The Agriculture Department has formally announced dates associated with new farm programs authorized by the 2014 Farm Bill that are important for farm owners and farmers to know. Announced dates include September 29th through February 27th. Landowners may visit their local Farm Service Agency office to update yield history and or reallocate base acres. November 17th through March 31st, farmers make a one-time election of either agricultural risk coverage or price loss coverage for the 2014 through 2018 crop years. Mid-April 2015 through summer 2015, farmers sign contracts for the 2014 and 2015 crop years. And in October of 2015, payments for the 2014 crop year will be made if needed. USDA helped create online tools to assist in the decision process, allowing farm owners and farmers to enter information and see projections that show what ARC and or PLC will mean for them under possible future scenarios. The new tools are now available at www.fsa.usda.gov/ARC-PLC. USDA provided $3 million to the Food and Agricultural Policy Research Institute at the University of Missouri and the Agricultural and Food Policy Center at Texas A&M, along with the University of Illinois, to develop the online tools. With crude oil prices plunging to near two-year lows and likely to remain tepid through year's end, consumers in all but a handful of states could soon pay $3 a gallon or less for gasoline, the lowest pump prices since 2010. Rising global oil production, ample inventories, slackening demand, and a U.S. dollar trading at multi-year highs have wreaked havoc on the global oil markets in recent weeks. Benchmark West Texas Intermediate crude recently sank 3.6% to $91.16 a barrel, while Brent crude fell 2.4% to $94.83. The crude oil sell-off, which pushed third quarter crude prices down 13%, spilled over to wholesale gas markets Tuesday, pushing mid-October deliveries down 11% to $2.59 a gallon. Behind the drop, rising global oil production, ample inventories, the strong U.S. dollar, and growing expectations that demand will remain slack through 2015. Also helping, a bumper corn crop that's driven ethanol prices to their lowest levels since 2009. Federal officials are planning to sharply increase production of ZMapp, which is viewed by many experts as the most promising experimental drug for treating people stricken by Ebola in West Africa. The Department of Health and Human Services is in advanced discussions to enlist Caliber Biotherapeutics, a Texas company that can produce the drug in millions of tobacco plants, according to federal officials and pharmaceutical industry executives. Federal officials, along with two of the world's biggest charities, the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation and the Wellcome Trust, are also looking at arranging for production of ZMapp in animal cells. While that will take longer, it would allow for greater output. If your favorite kind of honey is regular honey, Roy Smith wants you to know that there is no such thing. But there are 130 different varieties of honey available, from the popular orange blossom to the rare and sought-after tupelo to unusual honeys such as bamboo, cotton, and peppermint to tempt the taste buds. Smith, the 2014 University of Florida Master Beekeeper, says he can talk about honey nonstop for 8 hours without repeating himself. Fall is the payoff time for the nation's pumpkin farmers as demand for the orange orbs is at its strongest. AFBF Deputy Chief Economist John Anderson said in Thursday's Newsline that, as with most crops this year, pumpkin growers are anticipating a quality harvest. Anderson says if you look around the country this year, we really have had a good growing season overall for our spring and summer crops, and he thinks we're anticipating a good year for pumpkins. According to a study of over 100 billion animals, including 9 billion broilers annually, genetically engineered crops are found to be safe to feed to livestock. The study included data from 1983, before genetically engineered crops, to 2011 and found improved feed-to-grain ratios and decreased age to market. Researcher Dr. Allison Van Enneman found no rise in tumors and decreased rates of post-mortem condemnation. This observation suggests that feeding genetically engineered crops did not have any detrimental effects to the bird's health. Food markets are more stable and prices for most agricultural commodities are sharply lower than they have been in recent years, according to the latest edition of the UN Food and Agriculture Organization's biannual Food Outlook Report and a new update to the organization's monthly food price index. Bumper harvests and abundant stockpiles are key factors helping drive down international cereal prices, according to the report. World wheat production in 2014 is forecast to reach a new record. For coarse grains, prospects for near-record production levels combined with already high inventories point to a very comfortable world supply and demand balance in 2014-2015, especially for corn. While rice outputs could decline slightly this year, stockpiles remain huge and are sufficient to cover over one-third of projected consumption during the 2015-2016 period. Illinois Farm Bureau Activator is excited to announce that Senator Sam McCann of the 50th State Senate District has been designated a friend of agriculture and endorsed by Activator. According to Kevin Simlow, Director of State Legislation for the Illinois Farm Bureau, Senator McCann understands the importance of agriculture within this state. He knows the challenges we face within our rural communities. He recognizes the changes that need to be made, and he makes sure that the people of the 50th State Senate District are represented at the Capitol. Senator McCann currently serves as the Senate Agriculture and Conservation Committee Minority Spokesperson, where he has been a strong advocate for the agricultural community. The endorsement by IFB Activator places McCann in a group of select individuals in the state who recognize the leading role Illinois agriculture plays in the global marketplace and the far-reaching benefits of its products. It proves he comprehends that agriculture's benefits extend beyond the vital function of feeding Illinois, the nation, and the world. Activator, Illinois Farm Bureau's Political Involvement Fund, is a voluntary, nonprofit, unincorporated, segregated fund promoting the economic and social well-being of farmers. Activator trustees are local Farm Bureau leaders representing each county Farm Bureau in the 50th Senate District. And on behalf of the Macoupin County Farm Bureau, where membership means value, I am Mark Duggar. Have a great day and God bless America.